Hello, this is Eric Jennings reporting for the South Dakota Cattlemen's Association. As farmers, ranchers, and landowners, we know how common it is to have standing water throughout pastures due to snowmelt and spring rains. These small bodies of water created as a result of moisture, along with the natural bodies of water, can create problems for producers as they continue to work to effectively manage water on their operations, in part because producers have faced ever-changing regulations. Should a producer decide to implement a stock dam or other project, depending on the regulations at the time, the project may need to go through federal-level permitting process before the producer can begin the project. Since 2006, the federal government has been attempting to clarify what bodies of water are subject to regulation. The Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA, and the Army Corps of Engineers' 2015 definition of waters of the United States, also known as WOTUS, included isolated water bodies and features that only carry water following precipitation events. This was revised by the 2021 Navigable Waters Protection Rule that limited federal jurisdiction to waterways that significantly contribute to downstream water quality and provided agricultural exemptions for stock ponds, prior converted cropland, and other agricultural features. A recent court action resulted in the repeal of Navigable Waters Protection Rule, while at the same time the EPA and Army Corps set out to again revise the definition of WOTUS. Not long ago, even while the courts were considering the WOTUS question again, the EPA announced its intent to interpret WOTUS consistent with the pre-2015 regulations until further notice. All of these policy changes and litigations have led to ever-changing requirements, making it difficult for regulated stakeholders to rely on consistent standards. The good news is that as of last Wednesday, a judge in the United States District Court of the District of North Dakota granted a preliminary injunction to stop EPA's most recent WOTUS rule from taking effect in 24 states, including South Dakota. This is a step in the right direction for producers, as it temporarily removes the overreaching burden on producers while the issue remains under litigation with the Supreme Court. The South Dakota Cattlemen's Association and our partners at National Cattlemen's Beef Association continue to advocate on behalf of producers for clear and consistent rules so that they can make management decisions that are right for their operation. For more information on SDCA, how to become a member, or the latest state and industry news, visit our website at sdcattlemen.org. I'm Eric Jennings reporting for the South Dakota Cattlemen's Association. Thanks for listening and have a beefy week.